I read the other day that they redefine internet broadband speed.
Yeah, apparently it's 25 megs now. I've been looking into fiber service from Smithville. They're locally owned, and Smithville's fiber is home to Indiana's fastest internet. Speeds up to a gigabit. That's 1,000 times faster than a megabit.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's time to switch to Smithville.
Don't wait. Switch to Smithville today and get Indiana's fastest internet. For more information, go to switchtosmithville.com. That's switchtosmithville.com.
Good evening, and welcome to tonight's Chalk Talk pregame show as the Bloomington North Cougars host the New Albany Bulldogs. Chalk Talk is sponsored by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with their eye LASIK. Don't wait any longer and give them a call at 812-334-1213. And also by J&S Locksmiths. Please hustle over to 508 West 17th Street and visit with Jimmy and his crew. J&S Locksmiths, longtime supporters of Monroe County Athletics. This is Terry Stultz setting in for Joe Smith. All right, I'm here with North Coach Jason Spear prior to tonight's game against the New Albany Bulldogs. Your road in these last three games do not get any easier. But first, I'd like to look back at Columbus North a week ago. A thrilling overtime, a loss, unfortunately, 75-71. But another, what I think is a growing step for your team. I mean, I know we're heading into sectionals and after tonight's game, but these guys just keep coming, and you've got to be pleased with some of the steps they've taken from the BNL game to start the year to now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from a competition standpoint, you know, we've been in a lot of games this year, and then being able to close out games. Sometimes we've showed our age, obviously, at times. We've been able to close out a few. You know, there are some, I guess we've not blown anybody out, I guess what I'm saying. So we've won six close ones.
Right.
There's probably, you know, six or seven that could have gone, you know, possibly either way. But obviously against Columbus North, we didn't do what we needed to do at the end of the game to kind of close it out.
Yeah, I mean, you played a veteran team that plays a certain style. They're very methodical, mm-hmm. take their time. I thought your guys were very poised. Up until the last few minutes of the fourth quarter, had a 5-point lead going into the fourth. But you got some good efforts from several kids. First of all, the first half, Ethan Vinsel. I chose him as my player to watch. I said if he doesn't come out with a big game, North has no chance. And Ethan played great.
Yeah, and when you have players like Ethan stepping up, and he has that capability, like all of the guys do. What comes with experience and what comes with competition sometimes has a lot to do with, you know, being consistent. Because, you know, any coach will tell you, the only thing that we can coach is consistency. So, you know, like Ethan, you know, just being able to put that together, put two halves together, but like he did right there, you know, two quarters. And it was a big difference to us getting off to a tremendous start against, you know, a very formidable team in Columbus North.
Yeah, and then where Ethan didn't score a lot in the second half, he was very active, but then up steps. Mm-hmm. Liam Wilkerson, mm-hmm. and old reliable Jeremiah Blair, mm-hmm. in the second half, scoring, rebounding, defense. You know, you had three kids in particular that really came out revved up. It's good to see. I think he's getting stronger as the year's going on. You mm-hmm. kind of went with him off the bench for a while. Now mm-hmm. he's back in the starter's role, mm-hmm. and he's flourishing. I thought he played an excellent second half.
Yeah, we moved him out to kind of platoon a little bit with some of those seniors. You know, we had some games there that their experience could have helped us with, and then putting him with that group that he's you know, very, very, you know, aware of.
Right.
And then with the younger guys and seeing what we could do there for about four or five games. He handled that really well. Obviously, he's our MVP. There's just simply no doubt about it. Great kid to coach, super athlete. His timing is something that he's worked on all the time. You know, you look at some of the things that you look at from a middle school, you know, maybe a B-team type of player in middle school to where he is now, being the best player on a varsity basketball team. I mean, any young kid out there playing the game of basketball and loving the game of basketball from the elementary and middle school level, I mean, Liam Wilkerson is a fantastic kid to look at.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to do and hopefully finish your career out on a high note. As you and I talked last week, the Columbus North game came down to Trey Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
What a 19-point fourth quarter mm-hmm. that he had. Mm-hmm. He was just phenomenal. And it was. It was all driving and getting fouled. And you guys kept him in tow pretty well the first half. And gosh, he got just got away from you in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and Trey has that capability, and he also has that capability to distribute the basketball as well. So, you know, like I said, I mean, it's one of those things with Trey. We backed up way too much. I mean, we're telling the kids, you know, you can't back up against him because if he gets you underneath the rim, a super strong kid, has a lot of experience. Like, you know, in my last year at Columbus North as a freshman, he started as point guard. So it's not like that he hasn't been through the wars.
Yeah.
So he was a very formidable kid then, and then obviously has gained strength and experience through the year. So, you know, for us, we just had to do a much better job. And hats off to him. I mean, he made a big three-pointer. We were up seven. He gets an offensive rebound kick out for a three, and then obviously makes all kinds of free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, he was tremendous. And again, your guys played a good game. It's tough learning how to pull out games like this. And I think you're getting there, and it may not come this year, but I like the resiliency. The kids don't quit, and I really like that. And then you go down to Floyd Central on Saturday, and after a tough loss like this, and going up against what I talked as those trees that they have down there was a real hard turnaround for you on Saturday.
Yeah, and when you have that sort of length, you know, there are no layups to be had. I mean, either you go dunk the basketball, or you can dunk the basketball, or then there's no layups. And they do a tremendous job of guarding the three-point line as well, because obviously they know they've got all kinds of help on the back line at the rim. So it really does put a lot of stress on your offense. And, you know, for us, obviously starting out in the first half, I think we were 1-10, 1-11 from the three-point line. And it was, I wouldn't say downhill from there, but it was certainly a learning experience from that point moving forward.
Yeah. And I see that Jack Townsend got into that game a little bit, did not play Friday night. I know he's been ill. Mm-hmm. Jack back 100% for tonight's game?
Yeah, we really like where Jack is right now, you know, bouncing back from some things and you know, dribbling, passing, shooting, playing defense. Those are all things, you know, Jack wants to be a fantastic basketball player, and we're here to support him. So glad to see he came in, gave us some minutes there, and has had a fantastic week of practice.
Good. I mean, you really could have used him in the Columbus North game, but a back-to-back like that, kid's been ill, there's no need pushing it. Mm-hmm. You still got a few more games left. You've been listening to comments from North coach Jason Spear. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout and be right back after that. You're listening to Bloomington North Basketball on WGCL. All right, back with Jason Spear prior to the New Albany game. Depending on what poll you look at, New Albany is, in the coaches' poll, is tied with Warren Central for number one, and they're third in the writers' poll between number four or five, Floyd Central, now New Albany, and then sectionals that we'll be talking about next week with number five, Bloomington South. You're going through a meat grinder right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, This is going to be one of those games that I've said it this year, and I've been right so far, and I bet I'm right Friday night. Every time you guys have had a tough loss, you bounce back with a tremendous game. Your kids don't quit.
Yeah, there's 100% of the time with us, there's a learning experience to be had. You know, sometimes you have to remind the kid that put the ego aside. You know, but at the end of the day, it's a learning experience. You know, every possession, you know, what did you learn from that particular possession on offense or defense? And the kids seem to have really embraced that. Win, lose, close game, blowout game, it doesn't matter. That's kind of what our goal has been here, especially with the type of schedule we've got here at the end of the season.
Now, of course, everybody knows who Romeo Langford is. He's one of the top five recruits that hasn't. He's the last big recruit that hasn't signed with anybody. Averaging right around 37 points a game. As far as I can determine, because their team stats are in a witness protection program, they don't let anybody know what they're doing down there, which is fine. But he's the type of guy that you're not going to stop. What are you going to try to do against them?
Yeah, I mean, for us, when you have a top five player like that, I mean, you're looking obviously at a future professional basketball player. Yeah. I've had the opportunity to be around some future professional basketball players myself, you know, and those guys, you're right. It's not necessarily that you're going to stop them. And what happens is once you play with a kid like that, then everybody else just has so much more confidence. Maybe that they're able to make, you know, easier plays because the defense does concentrate on the great basketball player so much. But those kids have nothing to fear from as it relates to New Albany, because they know that Romeo can he can do it. I'm seeing a lot of great players in you know, 20 years of coaching and playing, and he's right up there.
Yeah, and at this as we go to game time, Romeo's the I believe the fourth leading scorer in the state of Indiana history. You Damon Bailey fans, don't worry if he would score against North and have to go all the way to the state finals to catch Damon. He'd have to average 47 points a game. I've already calculated that, so I don't believe he's going to do that. But here's the thing, Jason, and you know this, and our fans, they're not just Romeo Langford, because their point guard, Sean East, is probably also averaging 17 to 18 a game. And if anybody does anything to slow Romeo down, or he was to get in foul trouble, or just not have just have an off night, this kid will carry him.
Yeah, a four-year starter.
Yeah,
you know, has played that role alongside his running mate there for 4 years. You know, they've been through the wars, so to speak. So he knows exactly where to be when that defense collapses on Romeo to stop the drives. He's a fantastic shooter, obviously a fantastic ball handler, and you know, a great defender to go along with the Hunter kid. Just does a tremendous job, you know, underneath the basket, cleaning up some things for him. So. Very formidable opponent, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and then you mentioned Hunter, and you've also got Derek Stevenson, the Trey Hourigan, I guess it's how you pronounce it. He's 6'5". They've got parts. They've got people everywhere that they, while Romeo might get in his 30s and Sean East is going to get in the high teens, then you get them corralled for a play or two, and Stevenson will step out and hit a three on you.
Sure, yeah, it's Indiana, and everybody's got guys, and these kids have been playing basketball, you know, their entire life, just like every team that we've played. Obviously, well coached. You know, Coach Shannon does a tremendous job. You just play to what your strengths are, and excuse me, when you have a great player like that, then everybody else just kind of falls into the role, and Coach Shannon does a tremendous job of getting those guys to step into the roles that's needed to win.
Yeah, and they're averaging 82 points a game, giving up 51. Their only loss of the year was in overtime at Floyd Central. So have you had a chance to look at any tape or anything from that particular game since you just played Floyd?
Yeah, and then we also played them down there. I mean, just like you know, having some familiarity with the Hoosier Hills Conference. Anytime you go on the road in the Hoosier Hills Conference, there's a home court advantage. And Floyd Central really has it going. They do a tremendous job to get their crowd involved. And with their team specifically, you know, their size and their desire, because it's not just their size. I mean, they also have played well together, and a lot of those kids have started since they were sophomores. So, you know, if they're saying that the sectional tickets aren't available in Seymour, you know, as soon as the day, I mean, I could see why. I mean, you've got a lot of fantastic teams right down there in that area.
Well, besides Floyd and New Albany, Jeffersonville, who only has two losses. Of course, they were each to Floyd and New Albany. So you're right, tremendous sectional. And we, as in Bloomington schools, are definitely looking at one of those three going to a regional next. So basketball down there is at a premium right now. 17 wins in a row since that loss for New Albany. Like I said, Romeo's not their only person, but he is the main person. What do you look at tonight as far as just how are you guys going to start out on him? What have you thought about defending him in New Albany?
Yeah, one of the best things that any team can do, you know, if you take the analogy from football, you know, you've got to keep those guys, you know, those great quarterbacks, you got to keep them off the field. So for us, it's going to be shot selection. We're going to have to move the basketball. We're going to have to move the basketball, not for a good shot, but a great shot every single time. And then what we're seeing on tape with their transition game is just phenomenal. I mean, they can get the ball out and score it before really you even blink an eye. And, and that's something that, you know, in high school basketball that you see that you know, every team, and not just in Indiana, but every team in the country obviously wants to run, but there's obviously only a few that can do it. New Albany's one of them. So, you know, defensively, it's one of those things you just kind of hold on, and everybody's kind of in their gap doing the best they can. But it's more about what you can do on the offensive end and control, you know, how many points that they can score and how quickly they can score them.
Yeah, and also taking care of the basketball, another vernacular, which you did really well against Columbus North. I think he had 12 turnovers, and a lot of those were in the fourth quarter. So up until that point, you guys were taking care of the ball. You do have shooters. Having Jack Townsend back will be a huge help, I think. And playing here at North, that'll be a good one. So hopefully the kids, like I said, I think they'll be ready to go. And it's just going to, you know, how bad do you guys want to play in front of a sold-out crowd against the best team in the
state? And I told the seniors that. I mean, if you're looking at a four-game stretch here, you know, if you're looking at Columbus North, obviously, you know, a chance for us to go 500 in the league and going down and playing a Floyd Central team on their senior night in with Noah Albany here, and then obviously drawing Bloomington South in the sectional. You know, if I'm a senior and the opportunity to start tonight against the number one team in the state in a sold out gym, I don't know what more of an opportunity that you could ask for. So, if you can't get jacked up for this game and know that all the hard work that you've done, really probably since a lot of these kids were in the first or second grade, I mean, this just kind of caps off a fantastic experience for us.
Absolutely. You've been listening to comments from North coach Jason Spear. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout and come back with tonight's keys to the game. You've been listening to North High School Basketball on WGCL. Back here with Coach Spear, talking about keys to the game, brought to you by J&S Locksmiths. Well, number one thing, you're playing the number one team. You've got, as we just talked about, you're going to have a jacked crowd. And, you know, sometimes some kids can go through a whole career without playing in front of a crowd like you're going to have. Now, you guys, every game you play North and South, play each other, you get that type of crowd. Mm-hmm. But this is different. They're here to see what may well go down as a legend in Indiana high school basketball. What do you tell your kids tonight?
Embrace it. I mean, and then, you know, what sort of learning experience you can have from it. I mean, you've got to do the work, even if there's five people in the crowd, maybe it's in practice, or if there's, you know, 3,000 people here, and that kind of comes with experience. And I've got a good feeling about our guys. I mean, they'll play, you know, the way that they know that they can play. You know, when maybe some of the crowds have been a little bit smaller, it's a little bit more difficult to get up. But, you know, that's a part of the experience as well. You know, can you do the work when nobody's looking, you know, in the off season or otherwise? So I think our guys will handle it really well.
Yeah, and like I said, they're very resilient. I like the way they bounce back, and I think they will too. And early in a game like this is just, stay calm in that first few possessions down the floor. Mm-hmm. Remember what the game plan is. And if you guys can get off to a decent start, I think the kids will have a good chance against New Albany.
Yeah, and just to carry over to win tournament games. I mean, when you're as a coach and in basketball especially, you're constantly trying to figure out ways to put pressure on kids because, you know, if it is a free throw, you know, against Columbus North, we had a front end of 1-1 with 21 seconds to go, and then another one with 15 seconds to go up by four both times.
Right.
You know, we didn't obviously pass that particular test, but that doesn't mean that you can't learn something from it. And to win conferences, championships, you know, whether it be the sectional or otherwise, you got to be able to handle situations, and players got to make plays. So that's what we're constantly trying to do, and that's why the kids put so much hard work into it. So when that opportunity arises, you can capitalize on it.
Yeah. Well, Jason, thanks again for the time, as always, and I really do. I just think your kids are going to play a tremendous game. There's no other area games, folks. This is it. The spotlight will be here tonight at Bloomington North. Please stay tuned as John Callahan and I will bring you the action of tonight's game. You've been listening to Bloomington North Basketball on WGCL.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Let's head courtside with John Callahan and Terry Stoltz.
Well, good evening, everybody, from a packed house here, the Cougar Den, the Tom McKinney Court. John Callahan along with Terry Stoltz. Romeo Langford Show in town tonight. Also seniors tonight. Five seniors will be playing their final game in front of the home folks. As we understand it, Terry, the five seniors for speaking with the coach, Jason Spear, he's going to start his five seniors here tonight.
Yeah, it appears that the five seniors are going to start. And these guys have all played varsity basketball, sometimes a little bit more than other. John Dare, who just moved in here this year, this is his first year as a Cougar. But, you know, Noah Spencer, Sam Wieger, Nick Dolson, and, of course, Liam Wilkerson's a starter. They've all played a lot of ball for Bloomington North. So I'm hoping that because they haven't been getting as much time lately, I'm hoping they'll be able to keep their cool. This is a huge crowd, and it's been pretty loud during the JV game too. I'd like to see these kids get off to a good start
and keep the game close early.
All right, Predator Spotlight brought to you by Bremer Eye Care, providing eye examinations, medical testing, and contact lens services with personal attention. Let their family care for your family. Bremer Eye Care, 4001 East 3rd Street. Got a pretty good idea who you got in there for New Albany, but how about for the Cougars?
Well, I'm gonna go with senior Liam Wilkerson. I mean, his last game here, he's got a sectional ahead of him, but the young man played excellent last week against Columbus North in the game here. I'm going to go with Liam Wilkerson tonight as my player spotlight, and yeah, we'll just go with Romeo because.
All right. Meet the Officials brought to you by Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson. Everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. You got Gary Hamilton from Franklin, David George from Fisher, and Eric Lowe rounding out the officiating crew tonight. He hails from Kirkland. Obviously, all the eyes are going to be on one Romeo Langford tonight. But again, as you alluded to, talking to Coach Spear, New Albany is much more than just Romeo Langford.
Yeah, I tell you what, the point guard, Sean East, left-handed, about 6'1", a blur on the floor handling the ball. He's a tremendous shooter, can hit threes. Julian Hunter is a good player, a 6'3 sophomore. Derek Stevenson, Trey Oregon. I mean, they've got, you know, and Coach Shannon doesn't play that many guys, maybe 7-8 tops. But everybody puts out there is capable of scoring. But the two guys are the key guys, and that's Romeo Langford and Sean East.
All right, we've got a break for a couple of minutes. Get the starting lineups for tonight's game. Stay with us. The Lodi Bulldogs, seniors night for the Bloomington North Cougars. Back after this two-minute break, you're listening to Bloomington North Cougar basketball on WGCL.
Your home for high school sports in Monroe County, News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370, WGCL, Bloomington.
Back here, Tom McKinney Court, campus of Bloomington High School Awards. Starting five has been announced for the New Albany Bulldogs. And no surprise here, they got a cut lineup here tonight. They're going to have Romeo Langford and Julian Hunter. They'll be starting up front. In the middle is a big sophomore, 6'5" Trey Hornigan. The backcourt is 6'1" senior Sean East. And rounding out the starting lineup, Dervish Stevenson, a 6'1" junior. He's in the backcourt along with Sean East. Again, the seniors getting they're getting the start tonight for Jason Spear. And the five seniors, John Dare, he's a 6'3 senior. Nick Dolson, 5'11. Sam Wieger checks in at 6'3. Noah Spencer checking in at even 6 feet. Liam Wilkerson, the leading scorer for Jason Spear's ball club, averaging 11 points a game. He rounds out that starting lineup. Terry, any final thoughts here before we tip this one off?
No, I mean, this is even a bigger crowd than the North-South game this year. So Cougars come out, stay poised. As Jason said, run your sets, get good shots. Don't be in a hurry. They're not going to stall, John, but they're going to try to get a good shot and keep the ball out of New Albany's hands as much as possible. And that's probably a pretty smart move.
Sam Wieger will jump against Romeo Langford. Here's a lifelong memory for the young man.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, he's laughing. I mean, I hope these guys are loose, and I think they will be. I think they're going to be loose. Just get off to a good start. But, Don, this the first thing they got to do, they better get back on any missed shot, and I mean sprint back, because if not, New Albany will be down the floor. These guys fast break like an NBA team, awesome. And I'm telling you, easy for Romeo to get the tip.
Now, Cougars will go right to left on the radio dial here in the first half. Shawnee sets up the offense. Stevenson has it. They've got a foul inside.
Oh.
Got an offensive foul inside.
Wow, that's on Julian Hunter.
Hunter picking up the first foul of the game. We've only played 10 seconds.
And picking up full court, Sean East guarding Nick Dolson, and that's the other thing. They'll pressure you.
Pencil with it, gives it over the corner to Wieger. Now out top with the basketball. That is Liam Wilkerson. Wilkerson gives it to Wieger. Wieger still has it. Now to Spencer. Spencer out top. And New Albany out net man to man. We got a full house here tonight, but they're used to playing in front of a crowd like that.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The game. Nice move. Pass is intercepted. Controlled by Langford. East with it quickly in the front court. Stevenson off the glass.
Oh!
Shot was blocked. That was Mitchell who blocked that shot. Quickly the other way. Spencer. Spencer leaves it for Uyghur. Uyghur had a three, drives inside, put up a shot with the left hand. Oh. No good. Romeo Langford with the rebound quickly in the front court of the Bulldogs. Langford with it, sets up three on the way. No good. Skyen for the rebound, pulled out of there.
Golson.
Golson in the front court, lost the handle for a moment, gets it back. Now Cougars will run the offense. No score in this ball game. We have played a minute and 12 seconds.
Tell you what, New Albany got the ball down so fast on that break. I cannot believe that Stevenson got his shot blocked. Great hustle back by the Cougs.
Have it inside.
Oh, he
off.
Had
Uyghur,
it.
He had it for a moment.
Shoot the layup.
Spencer with it. Now gets it over in the corner. Now they reverse it. Now we go back out top to John Dare.
Dare's a guy, John, that can get his shot. Oh, nice shot by Wilkerson.
Wilkerson missed it. Rebound pulled down by Stevenson. Or check that. That was Hornigan on the rebound. Romeo the other way. Got it. That's a little one-hander there by Romeo. Well, it took him almost 2 minutes to score.
Yeah, no, that's good. Oh, the turnover.
Pass inside. And now Romeo across the timeline. The only question is, how long is Mr. Spear going to go with the all-senior lineup tonight?
I don't know, but there was
Langford
a bad, that wasn't a good
hand,
switch.
Nope. And they got the block, and Noah Spencer picks up the foul.
Yeah, that was, North didn't communicate right there. Liam Wilkerson ended up leaving. Sam Uyghur could not get in front of Romeo, which very few people can anyway. And he'll be at the line for one as Noah Spencer gets his first foul on the block.
All right, again, the statistics for New Albany somewhat scarce, but I know that Langford is a very good free throw
shooter. I'm sure he shoots in the high 80s. But, like I said, it's a witness protection program. We weren't privy as he hits the first one. We weren't privy to any stats. They aren't available, fans. And believe me, John Callahan can look in places no one else can.
I looked at every place that I could think of, and even some places that I
that you didn't know. Well, neither one of us had any luck.
And Langford, two
it's
for
both.
Two. Touched a little bit of the rim on that one. He's got all 4 points.
Now the full court, and I mean a hard full court press here.
They also like to run a 1-3-1 as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's there with it. Langford's on him. They get it across the stripe. Uyghur with it. Three on the way. Missed it. And coming out of there with the rebound was Horrigan. Horrigan leaves it for Sean East. East quickly in the front court.
Now whoa.
Falls on the floor. Regains his balance. They'll reset the offense. Now East makes his way. Stops the free throw line. Rims out. Noah Spencer pulls down the rebound. Dolson in the front court. Has a man
take
in the corner.
It.
Three on the way.
Yes.
Good. Liam Wilkerson. And the Cougars are on the board. We're knotted. We're actually, Cougars trail by one, 4-3. 5:11 to go here in the first half.
At least.
Quarter.
Yeah.
Langford, three in the,
oh my.
In the corner. Good.
Yeah, any of you older people ever remember watching Rick Mount play for Purdue back in the late 60s and used to shoot those fall-away jumpers in the corner? That's just what Romeo did there. Nothing but net.
Yeah, and he has scored all 7 points and really has exerted very little effort in doing so.
He's just smooth. He's a pro. He's going to be a pro.
Spencer gives it over to Dolson in the corner. Makes his way to the man out of real estate. He gets it back to Spencer to reset the offense. Nice backdoor cut.
Nice.
Leaves it in. Liam Wilkerson. He's got all 5 of the Cougar points. And it's 7-5 to Albany. 4:29 to go in the first quarter.
Oh, man.
Langford explodes for the hoop. Got it. He is.
By the way, it's Romeo Langford 9 and North 5.
He's got all 9 points. And, you know, again, man, he's just so smooth. You run out of adjectives talking about him. Uyghur with a move, head fake, shot no good. He went right at Horrigan and he drew the foul on Horrigan.
Well, Sam was a little lucky on that one, John. I mean, what he should have done was just a reverse pivot and laid it up right-handed. He tried to go up over the front of the rim. Horrigan's not that fast. A little spin move and laid it in. I think Sam would have had a bucket.
That's too bad that he missed that free throw. Uyghur, a 90% free throw shooter at game time, averaging 2 points, 1 rebound a contest. And he missed the ball. Boy, you don't see that very often at all. And the rebound was pulled down by
Julian Hunter.
In the front court, Romeo with it. Gives it over to East in the corner. Horrigan now. Now gets it back to East. East, nice spin.
Oh, beauty.
Off the glass, got it.
So slick. If he's not an Indiana All-Star, too, I'll be surprised. He deserves it for sure. He's that good a ball player.
Wilkerson leaves it. Dolson.
Oh.
Dolson is.
Oh, no.
Him for travel. That should have been a foul.
If nothing else, he got rid of the basketball and kicked it out to Liam Wilkerson.
Sure did.
You can hear the boos, and I'm just telling you, I don't think that was a good call. I think the young man got rid of the ball before
Sean
he traveled.
Sean East pulls up from three. Got it. Man. 14-5.
When you're playing a team as good as this. Oh,
Linger
nice.
All the way. Got it.
Yeah, boy, Sam.
Yeah, they were bigger than his first 2 points. Ooh, Albany relaxed a little bit at the defensive end. Langford with it, takes it right, missed that shot, got his own rebound. Back up, got it. I'll tell you what, he scores efficiently, very efficient.
His first step, now look, Liam Wilkerson's not slow.
No.
His first step, they're playing him even. His first step is right past Liam before he can even attempt to get in front of him. That's the way Eric Gordon used to beat people.
Oh, yeah. Now, Gordon's a lot stronger. Now we got
a way stronger.
Langford. Nice in there. Romeo Langford.
I'm getting the regulars in. I would right now.
All right, we're going to break for a half minute. Cougars tail 18-7. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Back here in the Cougar Den, the Tom McKinney Court. Cougars tail at 18-7. Romeo Langford, 13 points. He's done that in 5 minutes and 14 seconds.
Well, I mean, that's doable when he wants to do it. I mean, there's not enough superlative. Jason Spears leaving the seniors out there. It's 18-7, 2:46 to go. The kid never changes his facial expression. They're in the 1-3-1. It's going to be like a three-quarter court, half-court trap now with Romeo on the top. There's
Sean
another turnover.
He's with it. Leaves it for Romeo. Three on the way.
Nope.
That one was no good, and Spencer tracks down to rebound. Now, as I understand it, at some point in the year, Langford, it's either a bad wrist or a bad finger. But, you know, I mean, he's been playing through that.
Well, he's got that on both hands right now.
Yeah.
His left hand has got the thumb bandage, and then he's got some tape over the right wrist also. So, I mean, he's a little beat up, it looks like. Yeah. As the Cougars just had their sixth turnover.
It really shows that he's beat up, too. It's really
You can't tell. You can't tell, but it's he's got the trappings of someone who's both his wrists hurt a little bit.
Sean East across the timeline. Still has it. Nice pass over. Hornigan open in the corner. Got it. He was wide open. They didn't rotate on defense.
The Cougars hustle it down and beat the press. That's the one thing is that they have so many a hard trap in the corner. They're going to call a travel for turnover 7.
Dolson committing the turnover. He was double teamed. Just really ran out of room.
You guys, you can't get the ball in a corner at the 10-second line or anywhere on the baseline because then you've taken half your room away from you. You just can't put yourself in that position, especially as quick and long-armed as these guys are.
Langford with a shot.
Beautiful.
Good. Jack Townsend getting ready to check in. First sub of the game for the Cougs. 22-7. Minute 21 to go in the quarter. Three on the way. Missed in the corner. That was Dare that took that one. Rebound was pulled down by Hunter, and there's East with a three. East now with 8 points, and it's 24-7.
And back with the 1-3-1. Again, Romeo out at three-quarter court. He's going to pressure. He's going to funnel you to the corner and try to trap you at the corner of the 10-second line. And what you've got to do is cross-court, skip, diagonal passes, look for guys that are open. Don't put yourself in that corner.
All right, Liam Wilkerson sits down. Jack Townsend checks into the lineup. There's a kick on Romeo.
How can you sit on the bench and watch this and then try to make that pass? You've got to be better coming off the bench and to try to make that pass because you've just watched it not happen.
There's a turnover. Spencer couldn't handle that pass.
Uh-oh. Boom!
Slam with the right hand. Romeo Langford. 76-7.
Well, J.R. Holmes is sitting up there watching, and I'm sure he's seen all this before, so.
Romeo missed that shot. Rebound fought for. New Albany at the moment on a 15-2 run.
Well, and turnovers. Nine turnovers. Yeah. Nine turnovers in the first quarter for North. So, I mean, that's it. That's the main problem. Look
three
at
on
East.
The way East got it.
My gosh.
Again, he is a Division I player as well. It's 29-7. Townsend. Dolson will bring it. Now, see, almost
there you go.
Trap. They got it across.
They got it, and then they moved it quickly, and they can't get it and start looking for people. Once they pick the ball up and look, that's when the trap comes.
Right. They got to recognize that.
There it is.
Darren Corner. He missed it. Now we have played 8 minutes. Cougars tail it 29-7. Back with more after this 1 minute break. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Back at the Cougar again. 29, or they say 30. Say 30-7 now, so we must.
Okay. Well, we'll add it up. We'll
add it up here shortly. We get a chance. That was a pretty quick first quarter. Really just had time to announce who was scoring points and write it down. So they must have had a deuce that they turned it into a three. Jack Townsend has the basketball.
I got 30. We're okay.
All right.
I do have 30, so I think we've got her right, baby.
Townsend pulls up that little space.
There you go, Jack.
Sean East, and he got the deuce. And it's now 30-9.
Now we've got the normal starters in and Jack Townsend in for Liam Wilkerson right now. These guys need to really be patient, play some tough defense, and take care of the ball. Oh, mercy.
It's a long three missed, though tipped in. Derek Stevenson with the offensive putback. And it's now 32-9.
17 for Romeo, 11 for East, and 2 for Horrigan. That is your 30 points. And
long
oh, my.
Three by Townsend. Oh, missed that one, and Langford with a rebound. I tell you what, Townsend's got range from that far back. Shot on the way in the corner is good. And that was Derek Stevenson with his first three of the game, and it's now 35-9.
He's capable. He's capable of hitting that shot. North's got to just, oh, nice.
Making his way to the basket. We've got a foul. It was Isaac Vinsel. Fouls on Chris Johnson. That's his first. Third whistle against New Albany in this ball game. Townsend out top. Cougars spreading the floor here a little bit. Townsend, bad pass. And coming the other way, that's Stevenson, and he lost the handle. Nice play defensively getting back with Isaac Vinsel.
North 3 of 8 in that first quarter. John 1 of 4 from three ball range. Missed both free throws. New Albany 12 of 18. That's
only 12 of 18.
67%, ladies and gentlemen.
East will throw it in. We got somebody hitting the deck. We got a foul. Jeremiah Blair with a personal foul. Second whistle against the Cougs. Langford will inbound it underneath the Bulldog basket. Gets it into East. And nice play defensively. Blair got into the passing lane. Tips it over to Vincent. Takes it inside. Shot. Missed it. We got a block foul. And go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws will be Isaac Vinsel.
That's on Johnson again.
Chris Johnson has only been on the floor here about a minute and a half. He's got two fouls. At that rate, he'll be out of here in another couple minutes.
Yeah.
Vinsel's free throw is good. He's a 68% shooter. Came in game time, 9 points, 2 rebounds a contest. And he makes the second one. And it's now 35-11 with 6:21 to go here in the first half. Sean East directs traffic as he crosses the midcourt stripe. We got a full house here, but right now everybody's pretty quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet.
Of course, that happens when you're down 24. Langford inside.
No.
Missed that one. That was good defense applied. And coming out of there with a rebound was Blair, and that was some nice defense applied by Ethan Vinsel. I guess the guy that the next time you watch him play, it's going to cost you a lot more money. obviously at the collegiate level. And
yeah, hopefully enough, down hopefully, the street.
Yeah, down the street would be nice. That was a bad shot taken and missed. That was Timmy Brewster that missed that one.
Somebody opened a door, created a vacuum right there.
Yeah,
that's awful.
I haven't heard the IU chant yet, but I expect that to come at some point during this ball game. It's happened every other place he's been.
Yeah.
Why should this place be any different? Langford with it. Drives right by player, put up a shot, flush that one.
Wow. Well, that got a little ooh from the crowd.
Yeah.
Holy moly. 19 for Romeo.
37 to 11. That looks like a little four-quarter action. And now taking
it. Better be a foul on Jerick Stevenson.
Now, Brewster. Before the shot. Young man getting ready to check in. Darren Starks, 5'9 sophomore. He checks in for Derek Stevenson. Stevenson sits down, 5 points and a foul. Ethan Vincent will throw it in underneath the Cougar basket. He gets it in to Brewster. Brewster with a three in the corner, no good. Langford with another board. Langford across the midcourt stripe, still has it. Now makes his way to the hoop, puts it up. He was fouled. That was before the shot.
Basket. Wow.
Will not count. Foul on the floor.
What a move. For a guy of his size.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. He's 6'5". Yeah, he's not like, you know.
No, and I spoke of Eric Gordon before, and John and I got to do a semi-state years ago with Eric Gordon in North Central. And the thing that just amazed me about him is Romeo for a long three, and it's nothing but net.
Second three ball of the night, 40 to 11. Continue your thought.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just his first step was so amazing. And a young guy, and Jack Townsend from way downtown.
Langford got that rebound.
Oh, my.
A nice play defensively by Brewster, but East ends up with it. And there's a steal.
Only the second turnover by
Vincent
New Albany.
It, gets it over to the other.
Take
Vincent.
It, Isaac.
Isaac with a three, no good. And rebound, Brewster back up. Block, Langford got a hand on that one. And the rebound was pulled down by Hunter. And back quickly to Langford. Pulls up just inside the free throw line. He misses it, but he was fouled.
Cole Holmstrom was an Indiana All-Star for Bloomington South that year. And he's not slow by any means. And I watched Eric Gordon go around him on the baseline that looked like he was glued to the floor.
The throw is missed.
Oh, my. Missed free throw. Anyway, this is – you guys – now there's
there
the IU chant.
At the 4:27 mark in the first half.
We got a timeout.
We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Scott Callahan, along with Kerry Stoltz, Alex Lester, high atop One City Center. It's almost like a circus atmosphere here tonight.
It is.
Everybody's got their phones. You're filming this. But it's like if you're the Cougars, it's almost like you want to, in the break of the action, you say, hey, Romeo, can I have your autograph? Can you give me the, can you give that to me now? No, wait till after the game. I'll let you
have
it.
Yeah, please, please.
Langford at the free throw line. He missed the first one there. And
he missed, them both.
Somebody got in the lane, I think.
Guys, you just can't do that.
So strike that one away.
I don't know who it was. I got a feeling I know who it was, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. You just got to stay put, and this time he hits it.
Langford, one or two at the stripe on that one. And it's 41 to 11, 4:24 to go here in the first half. Brewster gives it to Townsend out top. Townsend now gives it back over to Vincent. Isaac gets his way to the hoop, put up a shot, no good. Rebound down to Horgan, he gives it to Langford. And Langford across the midcourt stripe. Wilkerson back into the ball game. What do we got?
That's a good call. That's trying to set a screen, but Horgan kept moving. At least that's what they used to call it in the old days, a moving pick.
I'm not
second
sure what
foul.
They call it now.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it, but it was a foul, and I think it was a good call, particularly with the 41-11 score.
Jeremiah Blair with it. Gives it over to Wilkerson. Wilkerson makes his way to the hoop, gives it back to Blair. Blair lengthens on him. Now he brings the ball back out and gives it to the other Benson. Well, it's Isaac, good-looking freshman. And now he makes his way to the hoop, and he's fouled on his way. Let's see who got him. I think it was Starks.
Looks like Starks.
Well, the other thing, too, the Cougars are trailing here by 30 points, but then they're still playing hard. I mean,
no,
they haven't.
They're playing hard, and now they've settled down a little bit. That first, the unit with all the seniors, I mean, they don't probably play together a lot. And the intensive pressure that New Albany puts on you as Isaac sinks that free throw, three in a row. Yeah, but, you know, you can't make nine turnovers in the first quarter against
anybody,
especially number one team in the state. Hits them both. All right.
It's got all 4 points.
What I want to see North do now is, again, take their time, get some good shots. They're not going to win this game, but what they need to do is work on some things that they got to get ready for to play now the number five team in the state Tuesday night in the sectionals.
Long three by East. Got it.
Whoa.
He's hit four threes in a row, baby.
Hey, you know, Archie. Oh, there you go, Isaac Bensel.
Three ball on the way there by Mr. Bensel. He's got 7 points, 44-16.
Look at that move.
Man.
Oh, how'd he hit that?
Yeah, I went through two guys to put that one down.
Double clutched, hung in the air, boom. Oh.
That three was missed by Townsend Langford. With another board, he's got, what, seven? Inside the three line, almost banked that one in. Missed it, rebound back up, missed. And going to the strike. Will be Julian Hunter. He's an outstanding player in his own right.
I like him.
He's very quiet. Very quiet guy. He's sophomore. Now he'll get his numbers next year.
Oh, he'll definitely get his numbers next year.
That's where they had a young man played in the JV game. And you're going to hear a lot from that young man.
Yeah, you are.
Young man's name is Jordan Thomas. Write that name down.
Yeah. He's 6'5", and they said 170, and I think he weighs more like 185, and he's just a freshman. Look at the way that ball spins. It's no wonder he missed them both.
Brewster with a rebound. Dribbles out top, leaves it now for Wilkerson. Langford out guarding him. Over to Blair. Blair cross over dribble, gets it back to Brewster.
Nice move.
There's a shot, and missed by Wilkerson, and Sean East with a rebound. Make sure he has nobody behind him. Now brings it across the midcourt stripe. Brewster's on him. East with it. Pulls up.
Oh!
The block. And coming out of the rebound is Isaac Bensel. Bensel still has it. Takes it all the way. And we got a block. That's going to be offensive goaltending.
That's goaltending.
Not offensive goaltending, but defensive goaltending. On Hunter. Isaac Bensel putting on the show here in the second quarter. Oh, I didn't count that basket. Okay.
Well, they better.
They call a foul then. He's going to the free throw line.
Why? I don't think he fouled him. He just blocked it once he hit the backboard. Whatever. Knock it down, Isaac. That's okay. Yeah, they're going to give it to us. Let's get him, and he does.
5-5 at the line. And now 46-19. Langford, Chris Thomas now has checked in. It's his turn now to guard. Now they're going to double team him, and Langford at the turnover. Over and back. Bensel and Wilkerson teaming up to force a turnover on Langford.
Only their third of the game. Chris Thomas better strap it on if he's going to guard him. That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Oh. Wilkerson with it.
Stops, nice move.
Up, shot, missed it. Another rebound for Langford. Langford in the front court. Chris Thomas still on it. Langford with the three on the way. Got it. Nope. Yep.
It was a three.
He had his foot on the line, but nope, he did not. And now it's 49-30. Under 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. Jack Townsend with it. Now he'll drive on Langford. Dishes it off. Three on the way. Short. That was Wilkerson that missed that one. Langford. That's Stevenson with the ball. He lost the handle. Langford with it. Gets it over to Horrigan. He'll take a three and miss it. Rebound pulled down by Brewster. Cougars are running over to the corner. Townsend pulls up. Shot on the way. Got it.
Nice shot,
Jack. He's got a pretty shot.
Just a sophomore, John. These guys are all so young.
Taking it the other way, Langford, he's fouled. Tell you what, they get down there in a hurry. If you're looking down, I mean,
you're in trouble.
You are in trouble. It's like watching Loyola Marymount.
They get down the floor with a pass and then a dribble as fast as anybody I've ever seen
Langford
in high school.
Line. And
missed another
missed
one.
Thomas with a rebound. Langford has done a few things wrong here tonight.
Yeah, he's 1-for-3 from the free throw line.
That's one thing. Yeah, that's his weakness tonight. Thomas out top. Gives it to Brewster. Brewster, crossover dribble, stops, and gets it to Thomas. Thomas gets out of the lane, and now they'll reset the offense.
That's patience.
Jack Towns.
Got the floor spread. I like what North's doing right now. They got to work.
Right at Horgan. Shot on the way. Got it.
Out of way, Jack.
Jack Townsend with 6 points, 49-23, 32 seconds remaining here in the first half.
That's right. You've got a sectional game against your crosstown rival. Oh, my.
He was fouled. My goodness. Chris Thomas picking up a foul, but
you know,
I'm surprised he was able to foul him as quick as he was.
You talk about breaking ankles. That was a crossover that Allen Iverson would be proud of.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Kenny Hardaway.
Holy cow.
Uh-oh.
Ah, it's broken, but they've got it.
They broke
the squeegee broom. All right, here we go.
Okay, Langford.
I think he's going to hit both of these. He's missed two already.
Got it. John East checks back in. Horgan sits down. Romney came in averaging 82 points a game. They give up 51.
51.
Right now, they're over 50. Langford got it. 53-23.
32 for Langford, and we're at halftime almost.
Thomas with it. Stops. Double team. Somebody's got to be open. It's Isaac Vinsel. Nice.
Oh.
Lifted. Ball tipped around by Thomas. No good. And coming out of there, that was Darren Starks.
Yeah, Starks.
Now Brewster on Langford. Langford got the ball sipped for a second. Put it up. No good. Got his own rebound. Back up. No. And that's the end of the first half. 53-23. Langford looking at the official. Like, I think I got fouled there. But
he might have.
But again, the guy's expression.
Jim Shannon's looking at the official the same way. Look at that. Team up.
53-23. We're at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Back here at the Tom McKinney Court on the campus of Bloomington High School North. Ceremony here at halftime honoring Jim Van Alstel. Man has worked at the scorer's table here for as long as I can remember, and he's a guy that he always wants me to go down and get the JV stats. So what I always end up doing is always kidding. For years, I'd always say, I'm going into the game. You know, I like, because he's a guy who keeps track of that, and I tell him
right,
he's getting ready to check in. He goes, okay, who are you in for? And over the years, I'd say, you know, I'm going in for McGinnis, or I'm going in for Mount, or I'm going in for somebody. So, but at any rate, nice ceremony for Jim, and I hope he's not retiring. I'll bet.
No, me too.
He does an outstanding job here. I know he helps out during football as well, but he's there with his wife. It's fabulous to see that. Halftime show is brought to you by J&S Locksmith, proud to sponsor high school athletics. Stop out and see Jimmy and the crew, 508 West 17th Street. The Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives. With eye lacing, don't wait any longer, 334-1213. Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer serving Mineral County and the surrounding areas, have been doing that since 1972. Visit them online at kellerheating.com. I'll tell you what, Sean East, any other school, he'd be averaging,
he's unbelievable.
So he would be averaging a lot more points than what he put up there in that first half. But again, when you got Mr. Langford, you know, he's obviously the guy. He runs the show.
Right, no.
But Sean East gets his points as well. So, there you go.
Well, I'm ready, John.
Go ahead, sir.
If you want to go. All right, 53-23 pretty much says it all. Bloomington North hitting 32%, 8 for 25, 2 of 11 from three ball range. So 5 of 7 from the free throw line. So that's pretty good right there. For North, Isaac Benzel has 8 points as he came off the bench. Jack Townsend with 6. 5 points for Liam Wilkerson, one of the senior starters. 2 points for Sam Weger. Ethan Benzel, Jeremiah Blair, Tim Brewster, Noah Spencer, Nick Dolson, John Dare, and Chris Thomas have not scored. Here's your 23 for North. Well, for New Albany, Romeo Langford has 32 points.
Is that all?
32 for Romeo and 9 rebounds at halftime.
Wow, almost a double-double.
Almost a double-double. It had 14 points for Sean East. He's almost at his average. 5 points for Derek Stevenson. 2 for Trey Horrigan. Julian Hunter did not score. Darren Starks played and didn't score. Also, Chris Johnson. I mean, they're 20 of 33 from the field. I mean, they're hitting 60% from the field. They're 8 of 12 from three ball range. So that's 667 there. Significant rebound edge over the Cougars, 19 to 8. 53-23. Problem. North already with, although only one turnover in the second quarter. They had 9 in the opener. So that's 10 turnovers, only 3 for New Albany at the half, John. So it just, you know, with Jason Spiro come out with his regular starting 5, and while this game is not winnable, I'll go out on a limb there, stretch out
not
there.
Unless it's, who was it? Came back to beat Drexel? Somebody?
Yeah, by 34 or something
that,
like
somebody
that.
Somebody beat him.
But I think what we'll do is, if I were Jason Spear, I'd be working on stuff for South for the sectional opener Tuesday night. Be ready for that. And you know, just try to work on some things and also take good shots. No turnover, you know, keep the turnovers low. Romeo, depending on how long he plays, might get 50, which would be nice for this crowd to see. But, you know, he's just extraordinary. You know, Cougar fans have seen players like him before. Jared Jeffries and Sean May both played here.
Yep.
You know, and both of them played pro basketball. So they know a pro basketball player. They know an outstanding high school player when they see one that's going to go on to college, whether it's a year or two, and then eventually be in the NBA. They've seen it. They know what it looks like. It's Romeo Langford is what it looks like tonight,
yeah,
that's for
and,
sure.
You know, the thing about Langford, too, and again, we could talk, you can use all the superlatives you want, but, you know, he scored 32 points, but he still pretty much stayed in the team concept. And I mean, it wasn't like he was coming down and, you know, not looking for somebody and, like, jacking it up, whatever. I mean, he was making nice moves to the basket, taking advantage of what the defense was giving him. And, yeah, he just
– yeah.
I recall 2 years ago we did a game here. He was just a sophomore. And obviously then you can tell that this guy's picked up. That was the first time I'd had a chance to see him play. He was a sophomore. And, of course, you know, you read about him and you hear about him and until you actually see him playing. It's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, wow, he scored 25 points in the first half. And it's like, man, he didn't hardly break a sweat. That night, the Cougars put 2 guys on him in the second half. He took like 2 shots the whole entire second half and started beating his teammates.
He's not a selfish player.
No,
I mean,
not
he's
at
been
all.
Friends. He's played with these guys. Him and East have been together since 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's not going to go out of his way to try to score points if it doesn't help the team.
Right.
That's what I like about him. Scoring error. Add up by me. Isaac Vinsel had 10 first
10?
Half points.
Okay.
And that does add 23. I just, a math error. I'm not Novak.
Well,
Novak's a math guy.
Right. Well, this game's pretty quick too. I mean, this is one where you gotta be paying attention as it's going. And then if you're down here looking, trying to look for something, and I mean, there's already some, the action's
I'm
already
telling you.
By,
Jason said it in the chalk talk. These guys run. I mean, they get up and down the floor. They make one long pass and then they attack from there. And everybody's ready. They sprint down the floor offensively. And, you know, really what's happened is Bloomington North has not get a bad, not did a bad job as far as coming back and getting back on that break. But a few times that that New Albany's done it, man, they get out and go, baby, and they're fun to watch. I'm hoping that either you and I or Mike and I will see them play one more time against a certain local school down the road.
That'd be a heck of a ball game. That would be a heck of a ball game if that transpires.
But we'll see what happens. But right now, North needs to just work on some things for next week and get ready to go, because it's not getting any easier for Bloomington North.
Oh, no.
They go play their arch rival and start out the sectionals, a team that beat them by 26 points already earlier in the year.
All right, take a look at the Bulldogs. Again, they got a pretty tough opponent coming up in the sectionals. They're going to probably get by the only loss they have all year, which that was back last year. It was December 29th.
Floyd Central down in Floyd. You know, these guys, 17 straight wins, make it 18 right now. But they're a formidable ball club. They're somebody that can win 4A. They can win 4A state, no doubt about it. And if number one has anything to say about it, he's going to try to take them there, and he can do it. Him and his partner, and his partner Shawnee, can do it.
So, okay, fellas, here, get on our backs. We'll carry you the rest of the way. All right. Ready for the second half. Side out for the New Albany Bulldogs. It'll be Derek Stevenson inbounding it. Cougars will go left to right on the dial here in the second half. If there's any questions about Romeo Langford, he's polished. He's ready to go. You can see why there's a fuss about it.
Yeah, 12 of 21 from the field, regular field goals, and he's 3 of 6 from three ball range.
And he had 32 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Barely broke a sweat. Shawnee's for the basketball. Brewster out on him. Now Langford out top. Wilkerson checks in. Langford makes his way just inside the free throw line. Got it. He's got a very soft shot, too. It's very just.
Gets up high. And just sets it down. Just, he's a joy to watch.
All right, Wilkerson with it. That was Bintzel. Now out top to
Blair. Nice play.
Shot was missed by Brewster. And Langford with a rebound. Quickly in the front court, New Albany. That's Stevenson out top. Brewster checks in. Now over to East. East makes his move on Bintzel. Got some separation. Three on the way. Rims out. Hornigan with a rebound and put it in. Even when they miss a shot, there's always somebody underneath to put it back in.
Yeah, and a beautiful crossover move. Got Isaac Bintzel off balance. Just missed the shot, and Trey Horgan, he's 6'5". He's there. That's what he's there to do. Get an offensive rebound, put it back in the bucket.
57-23, and when he gets a rebound at the other end, let's give the ball to Romeo.
Yeah,
get it out of the way.
Get it out to one or five and stay right back there and wait.
Isaac Bintzel out top. Gives it over to Wilkerson. And now, spreading the floor a little bit, Cougs. Brewster with it, makes his way. They do a little ISO play, and Langford with a steal. And now they keep it in between the dunk and the nice. Well, that's a good foul. He got a lot of ball.
Are they going to count that?
Well, in the NBA, they would. That's on Isaac Bintzel, but he stopped a basket from happening.
Yes, he did.
He got a lot of ball, but again, he fouled Langford. Free throw line. And he got that one to go. I guess they did count the basket because he just only took one free throw.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? I think that's a good call.
60-23.
He held on to it, clutched it. Oh,
long three.
Ethan.
Missed that one, and Langford with another rebound. He gets great position inside, too.
He's got 11 rebounds now.
Now to East.
Nice fake.
Shot inside, little runner, rims out. Bintzel tips it out, stolen back Stevenson, but Cougars get it back. And laying it in at the other end, uncontested, is Isaac Bintzel. Bintzel, he has 12 points, 60-25, 5:53 to go here in the third quarter. Sean East runs the offense, Brewster on him. Stops, gives it to Romeo. Romeo looking inside, looking for the screen, pulls up three and missed that one. And Brewster with the rebound. Brewster in the front court quickly, gives it to Bensel. Isaac with a shot, missed the three badly, and tracking down the rebound is Romeo Langford.
Cougars have done that. They've airballed three or four threes tonight. Timmy Brewster's two, and now that one by Isaac.
And in the corner, that's Sean East. That was a nice pass because, again, Romeo probably could have taken that shot.
Yeah.
Got it over to East. East gets a little space, gives it to Stevenson in the corner. They look inside. Horrigan posting up, turns. Now makes his way to the hoop.
Shot nice
on the
move.
Way. Got it. Nice little baby hook there by Trey Horrigan.
That's six for Horrigan and four rebounds for him. And just a sophomore, John. You put him with that other kid down on the JV team.
Oh, yeah, the well's not dry by any stretch of the imagination at New Albany. They're going to be still good when East and Langford check out of here. All right, Wilkerson with it. Stops. Looks for help. Gets it over to Brewster. Brewster, Stevenson on him. Looking for the screen from Blair. He got it. Brewster does. Now they reverse it back over to Isaac Bensel. Drives it.
Oh, nice.
He got fouled, and he'll go to the hoop. Sean East with a personal. Pretty impressed with Isaac.
No, he's had a mask on last week. I don't know if he had a broken nose or something. Obviously, he's not got that on. He's been very aggressive tonight and is having a great game.
And, boy, first miss of the night at the line. He hit his previous five.
Yeah, he hit five in a row.
I mean, that's it. He had his problem with a sock. I'd take his shoe off for a second. You know what? If you're not feeling right,
It can happen.
I'm even more impressed. He took his shoe off and then put it back on, and it was tied.
These kids today, that's how they wear them. And
he missed them both. Langford with a rebound. Now he's got a bushel full basket tonight of boards.
He's got 13 already.
In the front court, Stevenson. It's over to Sean East. Now back out to Romeo. Romeo, Wilkerson on him. Romeo, little runner, no good. Brewster with the rebound, but Langford got a steal. Actually, it was Blair with the rebound, and Langford got a steal. Langford has the ball, gives it Horrigan a long three.
No.
He doesn't need to be shooting those. Blair with the rebound. Bensel quickly the other way. Wilkerson, he's a three-ball land, but good defense being played by Langford. He had to give it up to Brewster. Brewster hits the deck, lost it. Horrigan with a steal. East, I think it's a little ragged there. Momentarily, we got a foul, and it's going to be on Blair. That's his third.
I was going to say, Jeremiah Blair has, he's really had a rough game, but again, he's a normal starter. They let the seniors go early, and since he's been in, him and Ethan Vinsel, neither one have done anything but get a few rebounds.
Long three, missed that one. And rebound down to Blair. Jack Townsend has checked in. Looks like Kobe Davis is going to make his first appearance here in a second. The next break in the action. Isaac Bensel out top. Townsend long three in front of us. No good. Rebound Sean East. East quickly in the front court. Still has it. Now stops. A little separation three. No good. And a rebound is pulled down by, it was a Bensel, I believe.
Yes, it was. Ethan.
Ethan.
There you go. Jack Townsend. Nice shot.
Nice soft shot. He's got 8 points. 62-27.
So one thing Jason's talked about is him putting the ball on the floor, not just being a long-range bomber, being a complete basketball player, driving the ball, kicking the ball, and shooting the ball.
Romeo Langford leaves it for Stevenson. Three on the way, no good. And rebound Blair. Blair doing a good job.
No, he's got five boards. He's done a heck of a job of that since he's been in.
Townsend almost threw it away, but got it over to Blair. Now Townsend thought out the three, thought better of it, and put it on the floor. He gets it over to Brewster. Brewster out top, drives it Langford, gives it off in the corner to Blair. Blair, he'll bring it back out top, and they'll reset the offense. 2:37 to go here in the third quarter, 62-27. New Albany has been in control pretty much from the outset of the ball game. Brewster, long three.
Got away, Timmy.
First points of the ball game for the 6'1 sophomore. 62-30, 2:21 to go in the quarter.
I like what North done offensively in this half. They still mustered three turnovers for 13 on the game. Not good there.
East, little runner got it.
He's so smooth.
Yeah, he's a very smooth player. First points of the second half. He's got 16 in the ball game, and it's 64-30. Brewster out top, still has it. Nice move to the hoop. Gives it up to Vinsel. Vinsel looking for help.
Nice move.
Up a left-handed hook.
Nice move, Ethan.
And Ethan Vinsel with his, I believe that's his first 2 points of the ballgame.
Yes, it is. And he's got a couple of rebounds. Him and Jeremiah's done a great job on the boards when they come in. That's the first one of the two of them that scored. Oh, look at
Langford
that.
Langford pulls
look
up.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's slowed down his scoring, Langford has here in the second half.
He's not too worried. Yeah, he's got nine. He's got nine. He's got 41 points.
Yeah.
He slowed it down a little bit.
Just a tad. All right, this one takes it all the
nice
way.
Move.
Ethan got it. Took it right at Hornigan. Way, Ethan. 66-34. We got whistles blowing. What do we got? We got a timeout. That's what we do. We'll break for a half minute listening to Cougar basketball on WGCL. Back to the den, Tom McKinney Court, John Callahan, Terry Stoltz, Alex Lester, high atop Web City Center. 66-34. Our score. Langford 21 points for New Albany to lead them. And we have Isaac.
13
that's a real
rebounds.
Yeah, a real surprise there. Isaac Vinsel with 12 points to lead the Cougs of Jason Spear. All right, got some substitutions coming in. Sean East. See a couple of new faces in there for New Albany. And Sean Johnson missed that one. Ball tipped around. Coming out of there, Kobe Davis gives it to Isaac Vinsel. Takes it all the way. Shot up and got it. Isaac Vinsel. He's got 14 points, had 10 of those in the first half, and now it's 66-36. That's
good, yeah, good quick
the
break there for the Cougars. Resulted in a two, Isaac Vinsel.
Well, Langford still in there. Oh, he wanted to flush that one, but you know what? Ethan Vinsel said no way. Now what he's going to do is say, hey, I hope somebody got some video of that. I want to see that after the game. But Ethan
My.
Was not going to let that happen.
He was way up there.
Yes, he was.
If there was nobody there, that would have been an impressive tomahawk dunk.
It would indeed. And Langford missed that one.
He's 6-9 from the free throw line. That's un-Romeo-like.
Anthony Irwin has checked in. Romeo hit that one. 67-36. Under 40 seconds remaining in the quarter.
Yeah.
Kobe Davis out top. We got a foul. Looked like an illegal screen.
Chris Thomas. Three quick fouls on him.
Yep.
Yeah, finally Anthony Irvin in the game. That was one of the new guys you were talking about for New Albany.
Yeah.
We didn't see him in the first half.
He's played in the JV game. East three, missed that one. No good. Jeremiah Blair again. Another board from the young man. And she East with a steal, but didn't have anybody. No room. Ran out of real estate.
Still, only three turnovers in this game for New Albany. None in this quarter. Cougs with 13. A nine spot in the first quarter has killed North. That's for sure.
All right,
nice hands by Kobe Davis. That was an awful pass.
Yep. All right, Jack Townsend out top, looking at the clock. We're at 12 now. Langford out to get him. Townsend, long three, missed it. And rebound was Anthony Irwin. We got a foul underneath.
Why? Why?
And Isaac Vinsel, the guilty party, his second foul. Irwin will throw it in to Romeo. Townsend's on in. Romeo behind the backs. Goes behind the back, got a little push off there. Three on the way, nobody was fouled.
And let's foul him, shooting a three with .1 on the clock. Jack, let him go. You're not going to stop him.
And the odds are that he's not going to hit that shot as far away as he was.
True, John. Very true.
All right, Langford. Got it.
But what makes me think he'll hit all three of these free throws just because.
Well, he almost missed that one.
Yeah, he used the whole rim on that one.
And New Albany led 30-7 at the end of the first quarter. It was 53-23 at the half. Langford hit
like
all three
I
of
said,
those free throws. The prophet, Terry Stoltz.
We may not see him in the fourth quarter.
70-36. We'll break for a minute. Cougars trail 70-36. Back after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Cougar basketball on WGCL. Back, fourth quarter action. Side out Cougs. Tim Brewster will throw it in. Gives it to Kobe Davis. Kobe looks over the defense. Now gives it over on the left wing to Wilkerson. Out top to Blair. Blair out top. Now makes his move and he's fouled. A little hand check action. Julian Hunter. Hunter hasn't done anything tonight but committed three fouls.
No, he really hasn't. He's got three rebounds. That's it. He's been kind of quiet for him.
Blair into Townsend. Chris Johnson's on him. Townsend now drives, put up a shot. He's fouled. That's what I like to see Townsend do. I mean, you already know the guy can launch it from, like, downtown.
Yeah,
I can see him putting the ball on the floor and going to the line.
Absolutely.
He's a good free throw shooter, 71%. He was fouled on his way to the hoop, and that's the third foul on Chris Johnson. Good. Townsend now with 9 points. Another sub, Darren Starks checking in. Chris Johnson will sit down with those three fouls. He has not scored a point in the ballgame. And Townsend successful on both of those trips there to the line. 70-38. The only question is now, how many points is Romeo going to score tonight?
Yep.
They're going to leave him in until he gets his 50. He's got it. Three on the way. He missed that one. Townsend with the rebound. And Langford has what?
43.
All right. With the ball, Liam Wilkerson gives it to Thomas. Three on the way. Missed it. Actually, that was a two. He had his foot on the line. And guess who got another rebound?
I believe it was Romeo.
It was. Sean East with it. Townsend on him. East puts it up. He's fouled.
And he hits it.
Wow. And Townsend's turned around saying, man.
How'd he hit it?
How'd he hit that? Man, I fouled him. Did everything I could to keep him from getting that shot off.
Wow. 18 for Sean. He was 1 for 5 in that last quarter, so he's cooled down a little bit. Hits the free throw. I mean, he's got his average. I mean,
yep.
It's just amazing.
73-38.
Very efficient team.
Now, they don't waste possessions, I'll tell you
that.
You are correct there. Out top, Kobe Davis. Davis leaves it to Chris Thomas. Thomas puts the ball on the floor, now stops, gets it back out to Townsend. Townsend looking for a little separation, a little hole.
Oh, my.
That's from the volleyball line. Missed that one. Long rebound out of bounds. They say last touch by Holmer. Sean East touched it last. Cougars will retain possession. After the long three ball by Jack Townsend. But again, that shot's within his range.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've seen him hit those. Wilkerson to get it down low. Thomas posting up. Now the kick
nice
is back.
Pass.
Three on the way. Good. Liam Wilkerson. First points of the second half.
That was a three, was right?
It was indeed.
Yeah, good kick out by Chris Thomas. Got it down the low post. Kicked it right out. Liam Wilkerson, senior, knocks it down.
Langford tries to draw a charge. Townsend tried to draw a charge.
A very, very late call.
How about the Jordan rules? You think that might you ever read that book? Jordan rules?
Gosh.
A little preferential treatment. That might have been one of those calls. I think that was a charge, but who am I to say? That's three now on Townsend.
Well, that's like being he hits the free throw. I mean, that's just like being down at the old sawmill. You know they're not calling that. You know they're not calling that.
Well, I have to admit, I saw David Bailey get at least one call. Like
there you
that.
Go. Hey, kids, there's your Damon reference
there
for the night. And it's not the first one I've heard, trust me.
And Langford, he's warming up at the line now.
Yeah, he's hit 5-6 in a row.
All right. 75-41. 6:17 to go in the quarter. I ought to just say the ball game. All right, with the basketball, new face in there for
Nick Dolson.
Dolson, senior.
Almost a turnover. Nick gets it right back. Langford just got a long arm in there and almost took it to the races, and you would have seen a thunderous dunk had he done that.
Jason Spear started all five seniors tonight, including Nick Dolson. We got a foul away from the ball. That's on East. Chris Thomas will throw it in. Gets it in to Nick Dolson. Dolson out top. Leaves it Kobe Davis. Kobe makes his way to the hoop. Stops. And leads to the nice gutter. Liam Wilkerson. Play.
Oh.
Get it to go. Shawnee's with the rebound quickly in the front court. Langford with it. Now stops inside the three line. No good. And the rebound pulled down in there by Liam Wilkerson. Wilkerson quickly in the front court to Dolson. Dolson still has it. Put up a shot. He was fouled.
One thing I've noticed, the New Albany players, they're quick. They move their feet defensively really good, John. And they're strong. Have you noticed each time a Cougar tries to get around them, they're moving them out with their bodies?
And
just excellent defense.
Dolson missed that. You know, the other thing I've noticed about them, too, is they like defense. I mean, they're,
no.
You know, you think of some teams come in and they're, you know, offensive-oriented. Well, they are, but they like the it all starts at the defensive end. Dolson missed both of those. And guess who with another rebound?
Another rebound, 15.
Again, we don't know how many he's averaging a game, but I'm sure
he's
got to be close to that. Probably not quite that many, but Hornigan with a shot, missed that one over the back. We got a foul, and that's going to be probably on Anthony Irwin.
You are correct, sir.
I would imagine Mr. Langford averages, I don't know.
Well, double digits.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's 6'5". He's around the basket a lot. I'm not sure he's not taller than that, just to be honest with you. Of course, you know, the hair is part of that, but this young man is put together. I mean, and he stands next to Hurrigan, and he sure looks bigger.
He does indeed. Yeah, he does.
And they're both listed at 6'5".
Sam Wiegers checked into the lineup. Another senior. Well, we got the senior
back
North
in Spencer's there. Yeah, North back in.
With the exception of Kobe Davis.
Kobe Davis would be the only one.
All right, out top, that's Wilkerson.
John Dare's getting ready to come in, probably taking Kobe's spot. So
we got to get the ball to somebody. That's Wigger. Wigger takes
Sam
it.
Sam, take it, baby. Attaway.
Sam Wigger.
Fourth point for Sam.
And it's 75-43, 4:28 to go in a quarter. Langford out top.
Ooh.
Nice steal, Wilkerson.
He almost stole it from him.
Langford
classic strip.
A three on the way. Missed. That was Johnson. Johnson got the deep rebound. That was Irwin that took that shot. Got it to rebound. All right. Ooh, nice spin move there. Shawnee's good. Man.
I like him so much as a player. Some college somewhere is going to get a nice guard. Hey, Archie, bring him on.
Yeah,
it'd
be nice. Be a nice sidekick for Romeo. Take that. Wilkerson out top. Shawnee's
see, look how quick he moves his feet.
Yep, nice pass, Kobe Davis. Dribbled under the basket, gets it to Spencer. Goes right at Romeo, and he got it. Spencer's first 2 points of the ball game, and now we got a timeout on the floor. We got a half-minute break, and we'll keep it right here. We'll tell you that tonight's broadcast of basketball on WGCL brought to you by Class 101 in Bloomington, providing expert guidance in college search, admissions, test prep, and the financial aid process. Call Class 101. 320-3702 or visit them online at class101/Bloomington. Also by Urban Air Trampoline Park here in Bloomington. The best location for your next birthday party. They've got daily fitness jumps as well. Come enjoy 35,000 square feet of affordable indoor fun for the entire family. Visit them online. Urban Air Trampoline Park.com. That's all one word. Urban Air Trampoline Park.com/Bloomington. 77-45.
Kind of what we it was kind of what I expected. They had to get off to a better start, and 30-7 wasn't it. So 9 turnovers early for North. Since then, they've played a lot better ball game. I like this. North's going to trap a little bit. Again, something they're just going to work on for the sectional game coming up next Tuesday.
Well, there's a pass. Langford ends up with it in the corner. 3 on the way, and that's Irwin. Anthony Irwin. Starks. Starks in the corner. Now it's 80-45.
And he's capable of hitting that shot. See, they've got other players.
Other pieces.
They do indeed.
Sam Wigger with it. Takes it right at Oregon. Still has it. Now there's Romeo with a steal, and somebody better foul him here. He's going to slam it behind the back. Little runner, and no. Well, wouldn't you like to be able to do that just once?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought
why not?
It'd be great to be able to do that. Obviously, that ship has long sailed for me. Well, it was never there. The ship was never in the port.
Yeah.
Langford short.
Finally.
Maybe he's getting tired.
I bet he is getting tired.
Sean East checks out. It might be the final time we
he's
see him.
He's hoisted 29 shots. I know I'd be tired.
Back in the old Church League days, I used to shoot maybe like 10 or 15 a game. But that was Church League. Langford hits that one, and he's probably checking out.
Tell you what, he's outstanding.
He's one of those guys that you see come along maybe once a generation. He's one of those guys.
George McGinnis, Damon Bailey, Rick Mount.
Shot missed by Wilkerson. Rebound pulled down by Chris Johnson.
46 is correct.
I guess you could say Marion Pierce, but we didn't see him.
Oh, no. And he's no. No and no.
All right. That's Vinsel who's in there. Or that's Jack Dare. John Dare. Sorry. Three on
Nick
the way
Dolson.
The
come on, buddy.
No good. And a rebound is pulled down by Julian Hunter. Now, I wouldn't call Marion Pierce. He wasn't one of those. Shot was missed at the offensive end. Irwin, he tipped it up. No good. Horgan tipped it up. He missed it, and now they get it back out to reset the offense. Nice pass.
Beautiful.
Inside. Shot.
Oh, he missed it.
Missed. Back up, though, and he missed it again. And with a rebound, coming the other way is Liam Wilkerson. He gives it over to Dare. Long three by Weger. Nothing. Missed that one. And
yeah, he hit net, but it wasn't the type of net he was wanting
not.
To hit.
Morgan gets the ball over to Johnson. That was Irwin that got the rebound here at the other end. Shot put up by Horrigan, no good. Nope, cleaning it up was Julian Hunter. Finally scores a point in the ball game.
Yeah, he finally got his first point. I mean, he's got six rebounds. He's done things. That's the thing, John. These guys from New Albany, they all contribute something. And there's John Dare with a long, another air ball three.
And dragging it down was Julian Hunter. Chris Johnson in the front court. Run some offense. Run a little clock here, maybe.
Yeah, 1:15 to go.
Said, nope, I'm going to take a three.
No, Irwin.
Horrigan got the rebound, but I think he was shoving off inside to get that board. That's what he was doing. Official caught him. That's his third foul. And we got another new face coming in for New Albany. And that is
oh, he was from the JV team.
That is Caleb Brown who's checked in. Wilkerson's at the line on the year. Ian is.
Don't say it.
I'm not. I just looked down and I saw something.
That's
his first miss of the year. Sorry, maybe I should have said something.
Yeah, probably should have.
That was Caleb Brown with the rebound. Three on the way. No good. That shot was missed. And coming the other way is Dare. Dare put up a shot. No, missed it. And coming down with a rebound, that was Brown. Boy, Brown's coming in there.
He's come in, and he's got an offensive lineman and a football brace on his knee, but it doesn't seem to bother him any.
That's a three, and he got it.
He said, hey, I'm getting a shot, and I'm going to hit one here. And he's got two rebounds and 3 points in the minute and a half he's been in.
And they have a list. That's Jerry Anderson, freshman. Jerry Anderson. 86-45. Dare gets it over to Wilkerson. Wilkerson with the left hand put up a shot.
Good move, Liam.
Inside, Liam. He's got 10 points now.
Yes, he does.
86-47. Going the other way, I believe it was Chris Johnson.
Johnson, finally.
And here we go in the front court. Wilkerson with it. Takes it right at somebody. That was Johnson he took it at, and he's lost it. And they'll probably
this
dribble out.
This one's about out.
And dribbling out the clock will be Darren Starks. And we have a final score, ladies and gentlemen, of 88-47. New Albany improving their record to 21-1. And the Cougs fall to 6-16. Welcome to the postgame show. We'll take a 2-minute break. You're listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Back at the Cougar Den, Tom McKinney Court, 88-47, your final. Cougs had three players reach double figures tonight. Terry will tell you who they are here shortly. If you wanted to see a good performance out of Romeo Langford, nobody's going to go home disappointed.
No kidding.
That. He's very impressive. Very impressive. Postgame show brought to you by Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson. Everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. Advanced Auto Care, also a postgame show sponsor. See Andy and the Jasper Remanufactured Engine and Transmission Installation Experts at Advanced Auto Care. 1077 Air Drive, call 812-330-1620. And I will go on the record of saying this. If New Albany makes it to, they make it over to the regional, and hopefully we've got a local school in the regional as well. You better get those tickets as soon as you
when
can.
When they come out, baby, because, that's for sure.
Yep, that will be a hot item. And I wouldn't be surprised that if that happens over there, there's going to be some people over there selling tickets outside the
I would think
outside
so, yes.
the gate, and they're going to want to make a little profit on those. Just a guess.
I would agree, John.
Well, for the Cougs tonight, they played hard. It doesn't necessarily reflect it in the final score, but they ran up against a team tonight that probably some small colleges. They could probably compete. They could probably play against some college teams. There's nobody at the Division I level, but there's probably maybe D3 schools they could be very competitive
no,
with.
No, I would agree
NAIA
with
NAIA schools. Surely some junior college programs they could be very competitive against. And they are an outstanding team. I mean, the one thing that they don't have an overabundance of, although they do go, 6'5". Well, Langford, he's at least 6'5". He might be a little bit
might
more.
Be a little taller,
and then
I'm
they
telling
got the Hornigan
you.
Young man who's 6'5". I mean, they don't have a guy that's like, 6'9", that big.
No.
That guy inside blocking all the shots, grabbing all the boards. But you know what? They got a nice balance.
Right. And no, they do.
Now,
they do.
Now, if they would. One thing that, which I don't see this happening, but if they do have an Achilles heel, the bench, I mean, again, you're picking, this is like, I'm really reaching here, but, the bench that is kind of unproven. They go maybe two guys, maybe three guys off the bench, and if the starters would happen to get into foul trouble, which that might not happen, probably won't, but if they are faced in that situation, then somebody might catch them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you what,
but outside of that.
Yeah, they're outstanding.
Very good team.
They're an outstanding team. Fun to watch. All right, tonight for Bloomington North, 18 of 48 from the field, 37%, 4 of 21 from three ball range. Only ended up 7 of 14 from the free throw line. They missed a lot of free throws tonight. As you said, we had three in double figures led by Isaac Vinsel, who had 14 points tonight, 10 apiece for Liam Wilkerson and Jack Townsend, 4 points apiece for Ethan Vinsel and Sam Wieger, senior starter tonight. 3 points on a three ball by Timmy Brewster, and 2 points in the fourth quarter by Noah Spencer. Jeremiah Blair did not score, but had 6 rebounds. Also, Nick Dolson did not score. John Dare, Kobe Davis, and Chris Thomas all played and did not score. Another tough shooting night for North. But when you've got the defensive pressure, half court, full court, these guys are all long. They've got long arms. They create havoc. And if you don't get out to a good start and take care of the ball, you're in trouble.
The other thing, too, not to slow you down there, but, how do you replicate that in practice?
You can't. I mean, yeah, that's a great point, because you can't practice against stuff like that.
Unless you have, get like 10 guys on the court against five.
That's like in the old days, and they still do it. I don't mean all days. But if a team had an unbelievable full court press, 5-on-5, uh-huh. You would practice against maybe 7 or 8 full court and learn how to move the ball against that bunch.
Wow.
Now, you can do that in practice.
Yeah.
But the half court stuff, the quickness, the length, you can't do it. For New Albany's 88, Romeo Langford, 46 points, 15 rebounds. He did end up missing 4 free throws tonight, which is kind of surprising.
probably be in the gym tomorrow morning working on that.
Yeah, you know, 21 for Sean East, his running buddy. And like I said, I really like this kid.
I
enjoy
too.
Watching him. Trey Horrigan with 6 points and 5 boards. 7 rebounds for Julian Hunter, but only 2 points. 5 for Derek Stevenson tonight. 3 points apiece for Darren Starks and Caleb Brown laid off the bench. 2 more for Chris Johnson. And Starks did not score. Well, I got him in the scoreboard twice. I don't know why that is. He did get a two ball. So there's 88. They shot 49%. They cooled off significantly from their 60% at halftime. 10 of 25 from 3 balls, so that puts them right at 40%. And they had a pretty significant rebounding edge over the Cougs, which is not, you know, is not surprising. But 88-47, I know North would like to have played them a little better. Had a fantastic crowd. This place, it was a sellout tonight. Unfortunately, they couldn't stay with New Albany long enough to get the crowd pumped up. But I think this will help North. Now they play South next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Mike Glasscotton will be there at Columbus East for the sectional tip-off. But let's face it, I mean, these guys have played Columbus North in a game that went overtime, and they should have won. Then they go to Floyd Central. Then New Albany comes here, and then they go to Bloomington South, all top five teams.
Man, that's, yeah, that's
how did I mean, who scheduled this?
Yeah,
mess?
Who's the Andy Hodson? Let's get Andy.
Yeah, that's why he didn't want to coach anymore. No, I mean that stuff's been scheduled
for
years.
Oh yeah,
and teams have teams of a decade or teams of a lifetime in a lot of schools. Bloomington South, 2009 was a team of a lifetime.
It was indeed.
26-0 state champions. This team may well be a team of several different good years that New Albany's had in the past. John, they were state champs 2 years ago when Romeo was a sophomore. They've gone a couple other times. I think Brownsburg beat them 1 year when a young man is playing for the Celtics now, or when his ankle heals up. Played against them, and in my senior year, New Albany, they dismantled us like this down in New Albany, and they went on to win a state championship. So,
and they've had a number of teams that were very good. They got, you know, well, Bloomington South to beat them along
yes.
the way. Some of their real good teams didn't even get out of the sectional.
Yeah, didn't even get out of the sectional.
Man up against Jeffersonville.
Yeah,
you know, Floyd.
So,
know. We
will see. So that's it on the statistical end tonight.
All right. So we still have some business to attend to, and we'll do that after this timeout. 88-47, the final score. We'll continue with more after this timeout. You're listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on WGCL. 88-47 again, the final score. If seniors not here, Bloomington North. Say goodbye, Liam Wilkerson, Noah Spencer, Sam Weger, Nick Dolson, John Dare, and again they went on their last regular season game that they played in front of the home folks. It'll be one that you know what?
Hey, they played in a packed house against one of the number one teams in the state. How you're never going to forget it? Forget the score,
no.
Just the fact of the atmosphere here. It was fantastic. I'm really I'd like a better outcome, a closer outcome too. So would they. But you play in front of a packed house to end your career at home. That's great. Let's go play a sectional. That's what they're saying now.
And hopefully, you know, 6 or 7 years, you're watching the NBA on CBS or whatever, and they can sit back and say, hey, there's Romeo Langford. I played against him in high school.
That's right.
So,
that's true.
You know, all right. So the only business we have remaining is our postgame player of the game. And that is brought to you by IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine. The sports medicine professionals at the IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center help make athletes bigger, better, stronger, and faster. You can find out more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington.
I'm going with Isaac Vinsel, the freshman, who's going to look at this game again as a packed house in the Cougar Den. He obviously enjoyed it when he got in the second quarter. 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3-ball, 5 of 7 from the free throw line for 14 points, and he was extremely aggressive tonight. So I'm taking player of the game for the North Cougars, freshman Isaac Vinsel.
Three ways you can hear high school sports on WGCL, on air, online, or on demand. Listen live on FM 96.1 or AM 1370, or on your computer, WGCLradio.com. And after the game, stop by WGCLradio.com for the on-demand replay. Monroe County High School Sports on WGCL. That's presented by Smithville. Live online streaming at Monroe County High School Sports, made possible by Smithville. When we leave the airwaves here shortly, stay with us. We'll have Indiana Sports Talk. Mr. Lovell, he'll be chatting there. Again, there's not a lot of games were played around the state tonight.
No, not too many
about
tonight.
None, but I'm sure he'll have some coaches on there, some commentary, and they'll probably talk about the IU game a little bit. Somebody will be on there about that. And so stay with us for that. For Terry Stoltz, Alex Lester, I'm John Callahan. For all of our sponsors, again, 88-47. Cougars getting ready now for the sectional. They'll be taking on their rivals on the south side. That's coming up next week. So hope you'll join us for that as well. Terry, before we sign off tonight, any final thoughts?
No, tough one. Great. Hey, Cougar fans, way to come out here tonight with IU playing at home against Ohio State. And we packed this place, 3,000, 3,200, whatever this holds. I'm proud of the Cougar faithful. This was great. The town people come out to watch this game. Congratulations. And you that could not get a ticket, I hope John and I entertained you somewhat in a one-sided game. We sure tried.
We certainly did our best. Okay, on that note, we will sign off here tonight. For Terry and Alex, for all of our sponsors, good night from the north side of Bloomington.
Thanks for listening to coverage of IHSAA action. This game was brought to you by Smithville, Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford Remax Acclaim Properties, People's State Bank, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Brinegar Eye Care, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Hilliard Lions. Monroe County's home for high school sports is News Talk FM 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.